On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today, I'm nearing the end of my fifth week of teaching on God Wants You Well. And for 2 weeks, I've been talking about why isn't everyone healed? And I tell you, we've covered a lot of material. Again, let me just emphasize that you need to get the Better Health Care package that we're offering, which includes the videos that we've been showing of people's testimonies. It includes my CDs, my DVD teaching on this. And you need this not only for yourself so that it can help you to get rid of the unbelief and to receive your healing, but also this is a great way to share these truths with someone else, especially these testimonies. There are people that will receive a testimony of a person being healed that would never receive a teaching about it. And so I encourage you to please get this. You know, another thing that I want to say is that there are different sources that sickness comes from. And I've put this into three categories. Again, I can't find a scripture on this, but there is sickness that comes from just from sin. John chapter 5, Jesus told the man who was healed at the pool of Bethesda, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. And he linked sin to sickness, but that's not in every case. In the 9th chapter of the book of John, his disciples said, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And he said, it's not either of them. He's not saying that they didn't sin, but it wasn't because of either one of their sins that he was born blind. But that is a one inroad. And so sin can bring sickness. You go out and get drunk and stay an alcoholic, and you know what? You're going to have liver problems and things like that. And not only can it be a physical inroad, but if you go out and live in adultery and do things like this, you are opening up the doors to demonic realm that can come and steal your health and hurt you in many, many different ways. So sin is a source of sickness. Just living in a fallen world is a source of sickness. You know, originally, whatever the purpose of viruses and germs and things like this that do destruction today, in the beginning, those living things did not do damage. It's like a lion and a tiger. They were all herbivores at one time, and then they became carnivores after the fall. So we just live in a sinful world, and there are going to be attacks. It could just be an attack of the devil. It could be these spiritual things that are coming against you. And so sometimes sickness is not because of anything you did wrong. It's actually an attack of the devil. It could actually be something you're doing right that caused it to come. So it could be sin. It could be just an attack from the devil. And there are natural things that cause it. You know, if you go out and slam your hand in a door, it's going to swell up. It could be infected. You could have things like gangrene, and that's not demonic. It's not sin. It's not an attack of the devil. There are just some natural things that happen that affect us, and this is not limited to only physical things, but emotional things. Hurts and pains in our past can open up a door to Satan and can cause damage in your life. And so what I want to do today to illustrate this point, I want to play a testimony of Carol Odenwall. She works for us. She runs our night school ministry here at Caris Bible College. And I tell you, she's a trophy of the grace of God. And she had all kinds of physical problems stemming way back to when she was a little girl, things that happened. And she was healed emotionally on the inside before the healing came on the outside. I think this will bless you. So listen to this testimony, and I'll come back at the end of the program today.
It was the things that I had said over myself for years, the truth that I had written on my heart that was so unscriptural and so not God and so needed to be healed. My dad was a Southern Baptist preacher, and he committed suicide when I was 5 years old. And I didn't really understand his death at the time, but I know I kind of got mad at God. Got really mad at God, actually. I decided that I was going to run from God, and I was never going to let anybody have that much control to hurt me that much ever again. Growing up, I guess in my about 12 years old. I began to smoke cigarettes and run the roads, and I was a member of a roller skating club when I was in junior high, and there were two Carols in the group, and one was very small and very petite, and I was just developed. I look back on pictures now, and I wasn't fat, but I didn't, at the time, I thought I was because I was so much more developed than others, and so I even had Fat Carol put on my shirt, which managed to manifest in my life. I wanted to be, having been called fat by the kids, I wanted that control that it didn't bother me. You know, I can take this, you know. So I actually made it my banner. I lost my virginity at 13 and got pregnant at the same time. My mother had just raised four kids after my dad's suicide, and I couldn't see her raising another. So we decided that I would have an abortion, and I went on to use abortion as birth control several more times from between the ages of 13 and my early 20s. After high school, I began playing in bars, singing in bars. I enjoyed singing in high school and stuff like that, but especially about 19, I started playing with a band, and I went on the road with a band and got really heavy into the drinking and drugs, and for about 19 years, I played in bars and sang and just ran from God. I had become a very good actress. All those years of playing in bars, I could put on a smile and just be Miss Sunshine, little Miss Sunshine to anything and everybody, but underlying, there was always, I didn't feel like I was good enough. There was always that I wasn't loved, I wasn't wanted. There's always that you're fat, you're ugly, you're not, but none of it manifested on the outside. I didn't sit in my house and think I was gonna die, or it wasn't like that oppressive. It was just this constant underlying thing of you're not good enough, you'll never be anything. I struggled with my weight. When I was in my 20s, I gained up to about 230, 240 pounds. And then I lost it all very unhealthily, but naturally, without God, through drinking protein shakes and doing all that stuff. I think I ate two meals a week at the time and just drank protein drinks the rest of the time, was in the gym. I was a gym rat and all of that. And I lost the weight, but it came back because it was a heart issue. It was the things that I had said over myself for years, the truth that I had written on my heart that was so unscriptural and so not God and so needed to be healed, that I just kept gaining it back. And I got up to 290-something pounds, almost 300 pounds. I was either a very happy drunk or a very emotional crying drunk. And I had one of those old 80s, 90s headboards that had a mirror. It had a fan-like top, and it had a mirror in the headboard. And I remember waking up at one point, I think it was actually in the middle of the night, and I looked up and I saw, at the time I was doing big Texas hair, you know, and we used to tease our hair in Texas in the 80s and 90s, and so my hair was very, very big. And I looked in the mirror and my hair was all out every which way. And I had black streaks just streaming down my face. And I knew that I was going to die if I continued to drink and drug like I was doing. That was where I came back to meet God. I knew that my life was on a downward spiral and that I was going to die. And even though suicide wasn't an option for me, even though I had attempted it once, it wasn't an option for me because my dad did it. And I didn't want to put my family through that. The church that I was raised in was a turn or burn kind of thing. And I didn't know there was relationship to be had. So I thought that I had to change radically to be saved. I thought, okay, I got to give up all this. It's the rules and regulations, do's and don'ts. You got to give up the drinking. You got to give up the smoking. You got to do all of this. And I thought I had to just absolutely change. I had to just flip. It was going to be like just turning a switch, and I had to go from going this way to going this way. And obviously, with my story, that is not what happened. I did not get absolutely and totally changed immediately. It's a process. Even though I came out of the bars and came out of the alcoholism, I was still crying myself to sleep a lot. So I started attending church on a regular basis. After about a year, the piano player left, and they asked me to fill in. I would actually play praise and worship and then go play in the bar. So I was still playing in bars and restaurants, but I was sober and able to remember the songs that I sang. And I would go and play at the church. And in that church and in the recovery group, I met who was soon to be my husband. I'd never had a godly relationship with a man. I don't even remember a time in my life up until just recently where I wasn't either in a relationship, coming out of one, or looking for one. And I think when we come back to the Lord, we're immediately looking for that partner, that person that we're going to do God's will with, that we have that, especially as women, we have that little princess in us that wants the fairy tale. We want the whole gamut. Was learning the word. It was a good church. It was a good word of faith church, and I was learning a good foundation in the word, but I was trying to make things happen. It was like formulas. You do this and God will do that, and I just couldn't work the formulas. Things weren't working for me, and I was getting very frustrated. One day I was just flipping through the channels and stumbled across a guy sitting at a table in a somewhat plain shirt and a pair of jeans just talking to the camera.
And I don't know why you're watching this, but I'm convinced that there are people today that are running from God and are not serving God, not because they doubt His existence, but they have misunderstood. They've had the character of God misrepresented, and they see God as a harsh God, and they just basically feel like, you know, I'll never measure up to that standard. I don't believe that I could ever measure up, and so what's the use? And they're going the other direction, knowing that it's wrong, knowing that the end of that is destruction, knowing that there is a God. Someday they're going to be held accountable. But they just feel like that, man, I can't serve somebody who's so nitpicking, who just demands so much. They've got a total misunderstanding of the nature and the character of God.
And that really set the stage for January the 4th of 2004. I got up and I was praying in tongues. The Lord spoke to me and He said, Carol, I want you to go to Bible college. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll go to Bible college. And I started considering which Bible college to go to. Got online after hearing about Charis from Andrew and his program. And so I got online and started looking at the different courses. And my husband got on there and was looking at the different courses as well. And I said, would you like to go to Bible college? And he said, yeah, you know, I think I would. So we decided that in November of that year, we were going to attend CBC. We were leaving Florida. We were going to come to Charis Bible College. I gave 10 months notice at my job. I had become the worship leader for the church that I was in. And so it was going to be an adventure with God. We left Florida in November of 2004, came to CBC. The foundation that I learned at CBC was preparation, I know, by the Lord. He brought me here in His grace and in His mercy so that I would be firmly grounded on the Word when my life shattered. He knew that the facade was going to shatter. The party girl that I created at 13 and went through the rest of my life with, that came with me, I was still a facade. Even coming to CBC, because I was the itinerant worship leader. You know, that was my identity. The music that I played in bars, the music that I played in church was who I was. I didn't know who I was outside of all that. And coming to CBC, my world shifted in that I understood that God was loving and that He loved me even through the facade, that His grace and His mercy were there. And I learned that it was there from the beginning to the end, from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, not just the New Testament. Andrew's teaching joined it all for me. It connected all the dots in the connect the dot picture that didn't have any numbers until I came here. Andrew painted the numbers for me so I could connect the dots. And over my first 2 years, well, actually the first 3 years, it solidified in me so that when this happened with my husband, my world shattered, all of my dreams of us being in ministry together that were of my own making, there were some that were planted in my heart by God. But what the control issues that I had painted this world and molded him into it, molded myself into it. I was playing God, basically, and didn't let him have control, especially with my heart. And so when my world shattered, all of this just shattered, I found myself firmly grounded on the foundation of the Word and God's love and mercy and grace that I'd learned through Andrew and his ministry.
But you know, when sickness has been in a person for a long period of time, it's harder to get a manifestation of the healing. Not because it's harder to cast the sickness out or to cast this spirit out or anything like that. But the problem is that when you've had a sickness for a long period of time, the sickness not only gets in your body, it gets in your mind. It gets into your emotions. It becomes a part of your personality. There are people that literally have dealt with sickness and pain and different things for so long that they see themselves that way. If they have dreams, they see themselves in a wheelchair. They see themselves unable to get around. Getting sickness out of a person's body is relatively easy, but getting sickness out of a person's mind and their emotions is pretty hard.
With all the drinking and drugging that I did, I totally wrecked my body. God has supernaturally restored my health. I came to CBC weighing almost 300 pounds, and God has supernaturally taken over 130 pounds off of me now. I had hepatitis C, which I no longer have. I was supernaturally healed of hypothyroid, diabetes, obesity, depression, effects of alcoholism. I smoked for 25 years. And I'm still able to sing, and he has supernaturally just restored everything in my body. As he was healing my heart, he did an overhaul on my body. I know that he's putting it all together for me. I'm healthier now than I feel like I've ever been in my life because of the heart healing. This was an inside out job done by God, you know, body by God, heart by God, the whole deal. And he's not done. He's not done by any stretch of the imagination. I'm still walking this out. He shows me things on a regular basis, and we move on to the next thing. I just keep crawling back on that altar and saying, okay, great physician, do your surgery. Let's get it over with. Let's get it out of the way so I can go on and do what you have for me, and we can finish this adventure together and spend eternity together.
Well, Carol is a real miracle. When she first came to school with her husband, Rob, I had a little bit of dealings with him. I talked with him some, but to tell you the truth, I really didn't realize the miracle of what has taken place in her life until I saw this video and her whole life story. I didn't know all of the baggage that she was carrying with her, but it was very obvious that God was dealing with her. I mean, she was praising God, and she had a real excitement and commitment to the Lord. And then when they had the problem with her husband and some misconduct that could have landed him in jail, it was a devastating blow. And I remember watching Carol to see how she'd react. I knew that the Lord, of course, was sufficient, and His grace was sufficient to meet the needs, but not everybody draws on that. A lot of people become bitter and they have negative reactions, but Carol was just the opposite. I mean, Carol stood strong. And Carol has been a real trophy of God's grace. And she has taken over our night school here at the Caris Bible College and runs it. And I mean, she's doing a great job. And she has a love for these people. And Carol has a real love to take the freedom and liberty that God has produced in her life and share it with other people. So I tell you, I am really excited to find out about all of the things that God has set Carol free from. Of course, the obvious outside things about her, all of the weight that she's lost and the way that she's taken care of herself now as compared to before is obvious, but even the deeper emotional, spiritual things are really the main issue, and it's the freedom that she's received inside that has produced all of the changes that you see outside. But she is a trophy to God's grace.
God has created us uniquely, and everybody has some form of healing that they need. Most of it deals with heart issues, whether you're a man or a woman. We all have a mask, and God wants to take that mask away and reveal who He created us to be and let others see that. Whether it's the macho guy in the monster truck or the little princess that wants her daddy or that wants her husband, that wants the prince to come riding, and he will on that white horse, come back for us and come and get me. And that's the Jesus I know. That's the love that He's given me. That's the love that He wants to give you. It's not always about being His betrothed. It's about being His bud. It's about being His friend. It's about walking with Him daily and saying, hey, Jesus, you know, not in a disrespectful way, but hey, what's up? You know, what do you want to do today? You know, do you want to go fishing? Do you want to go hunting? Do you want to hang out? Do you want to sing me a song? Can I sing you one? What do you want to do today?
Praise God. Isn't that a great testimony? And I tell you, I wish you could get to know Carol, because she really glorifies the Lord. She's excited and happy about the Lord, and she's had a much harder life even than that video presented. But it's a testimony about how God can set you free. And sometimes it's not really a matter about healing your body, or in her case, losing the weight and all of the physical problems that went with that. It was an inner healing. It was an emotional healing that needed to be healed. And I tell you, so much of what happens on the outside is because of the way things are going on the inside. And there's so many times that I've ministered to people and told them that, you know, this problem that you're praying over is just a natural result of all of this emotional baggage and the hurt and the pain, and you need to be healed here. And so Carol's testimony illustrates that. I encourage you to listen as our announcer gives you some information, and write in and get this DVD with Carol's testimony, all of the package that we have about God Wants You Well.
Andrew's complete teaching titled God Wants You Well is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430. The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs. Or you can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series, the new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scriptures CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series titled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? Is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to encourage you to consider our Charis Bible College. I know that the things that I'm teaching are just radically different than what many people think, and they think, man, there's just so much that I need to know. And you know, really, the best way that I have of impacting a person's life is our Charis Bible College. We not only have our campus here in Colorado Springs, but we have about 15 campuses around the world. And we just opened up an online Bible school where you actually go through as a group. You have things that you interact with instructors, and it's a great way to get hold of the Word of God. We've got a phone number that you can call. Please call and check out about our Charis Bible Colleges.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth seminar next week, May 13th through the 15th, and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp, May 28th through the 31st. He'll also be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd, and in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 15th through the 17th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Tomorrow, you'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son receive a dramatic healing.
When he was 3 months old, he started getting the baby zits, the normal things that they get when they're passing the estrogen. And they just wouldn't go away. They just kept getting worse. And we're like, why is it getting worse? We don't understand.
And we didn't have insurance or anything, so you know what we were doing with the medical doctors was limited already.
Well, it didn't clear up, so that's when we took him to our family doctor. And he's like, oh, well, that's eczema, and that's a skin condition of extremely dry skin. And then what happens is they itch it because it itches, and then they get an infection.
We'd always have to feel like that we'd have to explain ourselves because people, we didn't want people thinking we were bad people, bad parents, and we didn't want them thinking that our child was a monster. He wasn't. We could tell behind the eczema that he was a cute little kid.
Don't miss this dynamic episode of Gospel Truth.